Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from December 1st until December 8th as we move through this current eclipse sandwich that we are in, where we will have our second eclipse on December 3rd and 4th, which is Sagittarius solar eclipse at 12 degrees. So we'll talk about that in today's show. And I have to tell you that right before I started recording this podcast, a friend of mine and I were laughing. She's at my house right now and we were laughing hysterically, and it was totally Sagittarius energies coming through. So I hope that you're feeling that. I hope you're finding reasons to open up to more of the light-hearted energies at this time, to find reasons to laugh, to be happy, whether that is watching certain movies or going to shows or anything that helps you tap into that vibration. Because when you think about laughter, especially that really deep, true, in your belly laughter, it's wonderful in how it will shake off lower energies or how it will move anything that's stuck. So laughter is a wonderful way to experience the energies right now, especially as we're in Sagittarius season, which is about joy, positivity, finding the bigger perspective, not taking things too seriously, and rising above some of the mundane things that we don't have control over, that we can't change, we can't fix, but we can certainly find ways to tap into something entertaining or amusing about it. This could even be a wonderful intention for the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse happening on Friday and Saturday, where the energies are in Sagittarius. The sun, moon, and Mercury are all conjunct, and they are helping us establish a new course, a new trajectory, a new path to open up to. Now, I already have done some shows for you on the specifics of this energy, so I'm not going to repeat it too much in today's podcast, but this is an important reminder to set your intentions for how you're willing to grow, what you want to experience next, what you want to move towards, what you want to trust in yourself, because there's a lot of support for this right now, and you could feel it. You could feel that you're being called to do something. You're being beckoned to move forward in a certain way. And in fact, Sagittarius is the energy of trusting what you haven't experienced yet, as well as taking a leap of faith. And it's coming from a place of really knowing that you are loved, supported, and guided by the universe, that you're deeply connected, that there is support for whatever you want to do next, wherever you want to go, however you want to expand and grow. So the Sagittarius solar eclipse is bringing in new energy streams that open us up to what's next, to a new start. And it's a powerful new start, especially when you look at the fact that we're completing 2021 with this solar eclipse, which is the last new moon solar eclipse of the year. So how do you want to move forward? Where do you want to go next? Because it's something that maybe you've been contemplating or sitting with. Perhaps you've been thinking it over, considering the particulars or the details. And now this energy comes through that is very motivating. It's very inspiring. It has a push of energy that moves us forward. So whichever house in your natal chart that you have, 12 degrees of Sagittarius, that's where this new start is coming through, and the universe is bringing in something powerful for you to understand, perhaps something for you to be aware of that maybe you didn't know before. This is expansive energy, and it is about having experiences. And that is one of the hallmarks of Sagittarius energy. It's where we go out into the world, and we can think of that typically through having adventures, traveling, expanding ourselves. But you can simply go out into the world by opening up a book, by reading about a new topic or a new genre or something different that you haven't really explored before. So it doesn't always have to be a physical experience. There can be knowledge that you're drawn to now that you're wanting to understand. This can be a new passion project. This can be a new topic. This can be a new hobby or something you do for fun. There's so many things it can be, because that Sagittarius energy wants us to move forward, wants us to understand how far we've come, as well as how much further we can go when we trust ourselves and we trust the energy that's calling to us. So it is a time of opening up to new experiences, whatever those may be for you, and to trust yourself. And that is another strong quality here in Sagittarius energy, where you're trusting what you don't know yet. You're trusting your own growth and your own learning process. And one thing that's beautiful about Sagittarius is that as we go out into the world and interact with more people and visit new places or just open up to new conversations, then you start to hear about all the various life experiences that people have had. What has formed them? Where have they come from? How were they raised? What was their culture growing up, or what was their belief system? How has that shifted throughout their life? What have they seen? What have they explored? These are really big questions, and those are the domain of Sagittarius. And it actually reminds me of this gentleman that I visit. He's a local salon owner, and when I go to visit him, he always has great stories to tell me about his own life experiences, where he was born in Vietnam, and he and his dad were refugees who left Vietnam when he was only 8 years old. And he told me the story of they had to go out onto the beach and wait for the flashlight to turn on and off in a distant boat. And that was the signal that it was okay to get on that boat, which then took them to a bigger boat. And they had a long journey across the ocean to get to the USA. And he tells me that it was very important that only he and his father went on this journey, and that his mom and sisters stayed behind because it wasn't safe for women to be on these boats. And he had to endure many traumatic things happening to women on these passages. So he and his father arrived in the US, and they had to live with other people while they figured out how to make money, how to get a job, how to start going to school, and how they had to wait 10 years for his mom and sisters to join them in the US. And you've probably heard similar stories, or you've perhaps even lived through something similar. And this is a very Sagittarius energy, where you literally leave one life, one experience of life, and set sail to another shore and to another experience. And so he told me about what that meant, about establishing his new life here and how he supported his dad, how he would write letters to his sister, which would take up to a year for them to receive the letters. So it was wonderful to hear the specifics of his journey and to know more about who he is. And now he's married with two sons of his own, and he owns a business, and he knows a lot of people, and he's a very interesting man. And every time I go in there, we basically just pick up where we left off with some kind of interesting anecdote, or he'll tell me about his Buddhism practices, or he'll tell me more about what they practice in Vietnam around the holidays. So I love learning all of this and understanding more of his culture. And the last time I was in there, he said to me, "So what do you think about Planet X?" And before we knew it, he's talking about Anunnaki. And I thought, this is amazing that you really can connect in unexpected ways through some very interesting topics with people now, because there's so much knowledge, there's so much circulating around the planet. So he is just one example of how we all have different life experiences that have formed us, that have shown us who we are, or helped us understand what we believe and what we understand about the world at large, as well as our own personal belief systems and how we were raised. So these are all Sagittarius energies. And during Sagittarius season, it's a wonderful time to stay open to other people's life experiences, what they've been through, what they have had to endure, or just simply what they think, how they believe energies work, or what they subscribe to in terms of different ideologies and philosophies. So this is a wonderful time to stay open-minded And that is a higher expression of Sagittarius energies. And at the same time, we've been working on these as the South Node has been traveling through Sagittarius and asking us to clean out and clear out any limitations, any judgments, any opinions that perhaps are now outdated, that no longer align with your truth, and to look at where we've been unconsciously holding certain judgments that we don't need to carry forward. The other side of Sagittarius energy is that it can be very closed down. It can be very closed-minded and see the world through the lens of right and wrong, and to establish there's only one way to do something that's correct, or there's only one belief system that is right and all the others are wrong. So we have multiple layers of Sagittarius energies on the planet, and that is certainly connected to the various belief systems and cultures that have formed us, that have created us, that we often don't recognize until we go through an awakening experience, until we see the bigger picture of this is how I was raised. This is what I was taught. This is what I was told the world was about. This is what someone said to me that really stuck, or it really created a fear in me. I didn't want to do it wrong. I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to be judged. So that energy is still on the planet, but as we become more conscious and we awaken to these energies, we go higher, we become more expansive, and we understand that there are so many ways that people live on this planet. There are so many ways that people grow, and what they resonate with is true for them at this time. And there doesn't have to be anything quote unquote wrong about that. So this is a really beautiful time to challenge our own personal perceptions of what we're believing, what we're unconsciously judging, and where we're even holding certain expectations of what's right and what's wrong. And this can be applied to many areas of life. So of course, trust how it resonates with you. But Sagittarius season is a time to be more mindful of what you're really contemplating and how you're evaluating it. Because the other thing that can arise with Sagittarius energy is that there can be this unconscious comparison that comes up. And it's the comparison between experiences, or the comparison between belief systems, where one is better than the other, instead of accepting that everything can be as it is without comparison, without it having to be bigger, better, bolder. Everything can be what it is on its own terms. And this is another way that we can rework some of these perceptions and judgments, is that we can just accept what is, and that is all it needs to be. And in fact, that could be another beautiful intention for this Sagittarius solar eclipse, is to look at what in your life you can simply accept as is, and that's it. And what does that feel like? Because you might just feel a relief. You might feel a sense of the energy lightens up, and you're no longer burdened by having to compare it or make it into more than it is. So the more that we can do that and step away from those comparison energies, the easier it is to accept what is and allow that to be enough. So again, the Sagittarius new moon solar eclipse is happening on December 3rd or 4th, depending on your time zone. It's happening December 4th at 2:44 a.m. That's Eastern time. And that's when the energy of the sun and moon are exactly conjunct at 12 degrees. Now, this energy is working with the Great Attractor, which I did discuss in a previous show. And the Great Attractor is essentially a very dense mammoth energy that really takes us into other realms, other potentials. This is where energies shift quite dramatically, and they are connecting to your own vibration, frequency, and energy. And so when you think about the law of attraction and what that is about in terms of energies that are of the same vibration and frequency attracting, the Great Attractor is an energy of amplification. So what this can do is, I'm getting the image of sending us off on a whole new trajectory where there could be a sense of a lot of changes, big changes, significant changes, because now there is support for what you have shifted, healed, and evolved through. And this is an eclipse that can really send you off into a new timeline, into a new experience of your life, into a whole new field of potential and creations. And so there's manifestation energies here that are being strongly amplified. Now, Sagittarius tends to exaggerate, tends to be very big and over the top, and it's the energy of there's never too much. There's never too much of a good thing. And so this can have its problems. So what we want to do is moderate. Be very aware of your energy, where it's expanding, but also where it's necessary to reel it in or to moderate what's happening so that you're not overwhelmed, you're not overloaded. And that can be one of the energies of this eclipse, is feeling overwhelmed, feeling like something is too big and you don't know what to do about it and you don't know what the next steps are. What we're looking at here is that there could be a bigger overarching picture coming together, or something that maybe is inspiring. It's a vision you're having of the future, or you're understanding where you want to go, where you want to be, the next chapter in your life that you want to create. And then there's a sense of, oh my goodness, it's so much. How do I get there? How do I do that? How do I take next steps? And with the Sagittarius energy, our responsibility is in maintaining trust in the universe, God, source, spirit, maintaining the belief that it's possible, and to not be overly focused on the details or the particulars. Because there's a sense here that when you are really in a true partnership or co-creation energy with spirit, you know that you're covered. In other words, you don't have to figure it all out right now. But you do want to maintain the energy of what you believe in. It's more of an energetic experience. It's more of working with where you're going and what you want, and trusting the details will be taken care of, trusting the particulars will show up, trusting that what you need is going to come through somehow, even when you can't see it just yet. So there is a strong energy of trust here, but it's inspiring and motivating in Sagittarius, and it's meant to take us beyond what we've known. And that's part of the energy that comes up that's asking you to grow and to take a risk on yourself, to trust your own energy, to trust that you know what you're doing, even if you quote unquote don't know all the details. There's something in you that's very wise. There's a very wise energy within us, and it exists at a cellular level. And you could connect this to your soul's energy, to your higher self, to God energy and the God spark, whatever it is for you. But there's a very wise energy within you that's directing you forward for a reason. And in this energy, you might feel it and sense it, even if you're not clear on the exact reason. It's almost like saying, I know I just have to do this, or I need to go to this place, or I need to read this book, or I need to try this thing. And I'm not sure why. I'm just open to the experience. I'm just open to the unknown. And that is Sagittarius. You're open to the unknown. And wow, this could turn out to be something really amazing. This could be better than I'm even expecting it to be. And it's by being open that you allow that energy to support you and move you forward. So it's stepping out of the reasoning process. It's stepping away from having to know all the particulars, and it's opening up your energy, which could be another wonderful way to work with the Sag solar eclipse, is that you could visualize opening up each of your chakras, or a particular chakra that maybe has been stuck, stagnant, slow moving, kind of sluggy or something. It's like there's this energy that you can open up and really consciously work with to allow more trust to come forward, more faith, more belief in yourself. So a beautiful time to receive these downloads and to receive them intentionally in any or all of your chakras that might need that new surge of energy. Now, this energy could also be supporting you as Neptune stations direct on Wednesday, December 1st. And I did discuss that in last Wednesday's show. But to reiterate, when Neptune is stationing direct, we can feel the energy shift happening that actually feels like a slowdown, feels emotional. It can feel like I'm not clear on what I'm doing. But then as the energy gains momentum and moves forward, it brings in new levels of trust in yourself, a new sense of operating with your own intuition. It's almost like the GPS system has been upgraded and you're integrating more of your intuition and trusting your energy into your daily life and allowing that to guide you. And I often think of Neptune in Pisces as your higher self and how you're actively and intentionally working with your higher self and what that means for you, how you're practicing that even in very simple everyday ways, where maybe it's a matter of when you're driving in your car or walking somewhere, you just feel like you should go left instead of going right. And you trust it. And you just say, sure, why not? I'm feeling this energy for a purpose and I'm trusting this energy. And it could be that you are led to go in a different direction because it saves you from an accident that happened, or it helps you see a new part of town or discover a new business, or it's something that it opens you up to. So when we're really working with this Neptune and Pisces energy, we're just naturally trusting ourselves and trusting where the energy is moving, and we're not overthinking it, because that Neptune and Pisces requires us to surrender our ego, surrender our mind, surrender our typical human capabilities, and to just simply trust what is opening up to us. And this is also supporting our spiritual growth. It supports us in understanding we're not alone on this journey, that we are very well partnered with other energy sources. And these energy sources want to keep us safe, want us to have good experiences, are very loving and kind and compassionate. These are energies that are benevolent and also helping us to rise above some of the particulars of daily life. So this is one way you can use this Neptune and Pisces energy in your life, as well as trust it in yourself. Now, Neptune is stationing direct at 20 degrees of Pisces and is now fully in the third decan of Pisces. Now, what this means is that this energy is always about mastery and application. So the third decan of every astrological sign between 20 and 29 degrees is where we apply what we've been learning and practicing. It's where we really integrate it and own it. So there is an energy here of how are you truly using your intuition or your psychic abilities? How are you truly trusting energies and what you're feeling and what you're sensing? How are you really tapping into your own spiritual growth in this lifetime and what that has revealed to you, especially around the energies that are always changing, always in motion? Neptune in Pisces is about what dissolves, what transmutes, what's always in flow. And so how are we practicing that in our daily lives, where we're not grasping onto something or expecting it to stay forever, because we know that change is a constant. And so this is Neptune and Pisces giving us the capabilities to move with the changing tides, to trust the phases of life as we move through them, and to know that everything is meant to change, shift, and evolve. So with this Neptune in Pisces now in the third decan, it's also the very last degrees of the whole zodiac. And this energy will continue for a number of years as Neptune will continue to move through Pisces until the middle of 2025, and then it will fully enter Aries in 2026. So we have a few more years of really understanding the gifts of Neptune and Pisces, which is the energy that it naturally rules. So this is the home turf of Neptune, and it's allowing us to be bigger in our energy, to expand in our spiritual capabilities, and to also apply what we've been learning, and understanding so you can navigate life with your intuition and allow that to be something that helps you build and develop confidence in yourself. This is also the energy of completions, endings, karmic release. So we have those themes that will continue as well over the next number of years, and we're going to feel it. But I feel like what happens is that we start to accept changes more easily. We start to understand that it's okay to be detached, to not be so invested in certain outcomes or potentials, because this Neptune in Pisces reminds us that we are on a very cosmic journey, that we are souls, that we are these giant energy fields, and we're only experiencing one very small fraction of our energy in this lifetime. And sometimes that is a very beneficial perspective to remember, to not take it too seriously and to be able to lighten up and lighten the load of what we're carrying, especially at a human level, at a physical level, mental level, and in our egos. So this is about very significant surrender, practicing that. And it's not always easy. It's not always something we want to do, but this is one of the gifts of Neptune, especially as it continues through Pisces. And we'll be feeling the effects of Neptune stationing direct into the middle of December, where it will then pick up pace. And then by the end of December, we have Jupiter in Pisces. And this is also significant as it's one of the energies that Jupiter prefers, and Jupiter does very well in Pisces. But now it actually amplifies the Pisces energies on the planet. Whereas when Jupiter is in Aquarius, where Saturn is in Aquarius and Jupiter is in Aquarius, they are strengthening the Aquarius energies on the planet. And then Jupiter moves back into Pisces the end of December. And this really helps us tap into more of our own intuition. And again, more of those spiritual themes and areas of growth that I just mentioned. Now, while this Neptune stations direct, it's also receiving a trine from Mars in Scorpio. So Mars is very strong and determined in Scorpio and will continue through Scorpio until the middle of December. And Mars is giving us a drive and a passion for what we want. So this can be a very productive energy that allows us to make progress on what we really want and to really be working with what drives us, what motivates us, and to look at it in a deeper way. Scorpio is always about what's hidden, what we don't see at first, but we feel it, we sense it. We're tapping into something at a deeper level of our being. And with Mars here, there's the energy of a powerful life force helping us trust ourselves. And I've been talking about that a lot in today's show. And what does that mean to you? Because it can be a very different experience for everyone, but it's also looking at how trusting ourselves is trusting our energy, trusting more of who we are than meets the eye, understanding that you have multiple levels of energy operating within you, and what is really driving you forward at this time? What is your desire? What do you want? How do you want to get things done or accomplish something? This is always the domain of Mars, but this is an intense energy where you could feel really invested in something. Like, I have to have this. I'm not giving up. I'm really focused. I'm going to get it done. And this can be a healthy expression of Mars in Scorpio, where there's a sense of purpose here that you're not going to abandon or you're not going to move away from. Another side of Mars in Scorpio is being driven by jealousy, addiction, competition, a fear, something where I'm going to do this because I don't want someone else to do it. So that's more of the lower expressions or low vibe energies of Mars in Scorpio, but that also reveals the unconscious fear or motivation. And that could be something very interesting to explore because that could be something that started in childhood, especially if you were raised by siblings, you know, an older brother, a younger brother, and it was competitive. That's what Mars brings out, is your competition streak. And what this can show is, what is my real motivation here? Why am I operating this way? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And then once you tap into that and determine if it's healthy or unhealthy, then you can rework it and reprogram it. But this Mars in Scorpio is very strong. And over this next week, Mars will be making a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn and then a square to Jupiter in Aquarius. So these are the energies of a lot happening, a lot of movement. And it's happening after that Sagittarius solar eclipse. So it feels like this energy of a rocket being launched, something getting off the ground or moving forward. It has a lot of force, a lot of power, and a lot that can be accomplished. So this would be a really great week to be productive, to trust where your energy wants to go, what you want to focus on or what you want to accomplish, because what we have here is a lot of movement and it could happen fast, meaning if something has been stagnant or stuck, all of a sudden it could come together or burst forward and it could happen out of the blue. It could happen in a very quick, unexpected manner. And it's happening because of this energy that's connected to the Great Attractor, which is about your frequency and your vibration, and also about the universe showing up and coming through to support you in moving forward. There's a lot of power here. There's a lot that can move ahead, and there's this requirement of just trusting it, where we get out of our own way. We don't put up roadblocks. You don't just all of a sudden put up a stop sign in front of yourself, or you don't try to hang out on the sidelines and go back and forth, right foot, left foot. No, this energy is very direct. It wants to move. It wants you to move something forward in your life. So that would be one of the main themes over this next week. What are you committed to? What are you ready to put energy towards? Because that energy has been speaking to you. Where are you feeling motivated? Where are you having a sense of your own life force wanting you to take steps? And then are you noticing if your brain, your mind, your fears are giving you all these reasons or all these things not to do it or all these areas where something could happen or go wrong? Blah, blah, blah. We all have that. And you can recognize those messages and that energy as part of the fear wanting to keep you safe. Because fear wants us to stay safe. Fear doesn't want you to get hurt, doesn't want you to be put in danger, doesn't want you to feel bad or for something to happen. Fear is part of our conscious desire for safety. And that is the fear that also loves us. So you can rework any messages of fear into something from this higher perspective of, I'm having a fear around this, that, the other thing, because I can see how the fear doesn't want me to fall down and get hurt, doesn't want my heart to get hurt, doesn't want me to make a mistake. The fear loves me. The fear wants me to stay safe, but I'm going to love that fear in return and say, no worries, fear. I got you. I've got this covered. It's going to be better than we can expect. And we're going to do this together where I'm going to be safe. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm going to make something new happen in my life because we're wildly supported by the universe. This is the time for next steps. This is the time for progress. This is the time to move ahead, to try something different, to try something new, to keep growing, to keep expanding. And I'm going to take my fear with me, love on it, appreciate it, acknowledge it for the fact that it wants to keep me safe, but I'm not going to let the fear keep me small. It's not going to keep me small. It's not going to hinder my life. It's not going to take away what I want to do next. So this is a powerful time to love and accept any of those fears, worries, judgments, doubts that always shows up when we're doing something new or different. It also shows up in a big way when there's a big energy change. When there's a big energy change over, then that old fear or that smaller part of yourself comes forward to get your attention because it wants you to be okay. It just wants you to be okay. I don't want you to fall down and get hurt. And it could be that the fear is connected to an inner child or a smaller part of yourself that hasn't fully grown up or fully evolved yet. There's so many ways that our fears can speak to us, and they can stem from various parts of our lives. But now is a time to be commanding, to be in charge of your energy, and to be in charge of where you want to go next. And this is part of our rising power, our rising light, where when the light expands, you feel it, and you can feel it moving through you, even physically, and it can be very empowering, very cleansing, very supportive and loving. So this is a beautiful time to really trust what's calling to you, especially if it's new and different, especially if it feels like a risk or it feels like a leap of faith or something that you can have all these reasons, you know, not to try it or maybe not, and go through the whole mental process. The energy is bigger than that right now. It's bigger than the fears and doubts. There's a push here, and I feel like it's strongly related to your future self. And that's because Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is in Aquarius until the end of this month. And we also have Saturn in Aquarius. So there's something here that we're getting into alignment for that's related to your future self and the next life experience that you're ready for, whether that's the next chapter, the next adventure, the next step, the next career. Whatever you feel is shifting in your world, this Sagittarius energy is propelling you forward, and it's asking you to trust that your future self has got this covered and that there's already things in place to support you as you go. And I'm getting the image of someone holding a microphone trying to get a message across a very big field. And you could think of it as a soccer field, football field, outdoor field. And they're standing with that microphone trying to yell and scream to the other side of the field. And the energy of the microphone is the future self yelling back at you to come this way, follow this, listen to my voice, come over here. And you have to decide or figure out if you're trusting that, or if you're distracted, or if you're not paying attention. But that's the visual of the future self is saying, come over here. We've got things covered. I've got it figured out. We're going to do this, but I need you to move this way. I need you to take steps in this direction. And then that comes down to your own free will and how much you're trusting the energy and trusting yourself and trusting your future self that's yelling at you with the microphone to maybe get your butt in gear and come this way. So this energy is movement forward. It is trusting what you don't know yet, but you're trusting it for a reason, even if you don't know the reason. But your future self knows the reason. So we've got some fun and games going on here. It's a little bit like, okay, I'm just going to really put this together and trust this because it's part of the adventure. It's part of the excitement. It's part of the whole, who knows where this can go? But it's going to be quite an experience, and it's going to be something that's designed to help me grow. And by the way, that can be one of the best philosophies to approach any risk or any next step or any change that you're making. It's like, no matter what happens, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to grow from it. I'm going to understand something new and have a different experience. And that's going to be wonderful for me. Because we look for the reward, the payoff, and the guarantee. And we're kind of wired for that. Like, what's the guarantee here? Well, the truth is, in life, there are very little guarantees. But we keep showing up, we keep waking up, and we keep going. And the guarantee is you. You are your own guarantee. You know, trusting yourself, knowing your energy, understanding who you are, really going into these parts of yourself, that's your guarantee. So when we expand beyond having to know every single thing or having to know the exact outcome, when we expand beyond a specific expectation of this is how it needs to play out and this is how I want it to be, what we do is we close down the universal potentials. We shut down the miracles that can happen. We close down what else could transpire that might even be better. So stay open. Stay open to yourself, stay open to the next step, stay open to what can happen that would be better than you even expected, and stay open to trusting yourself. So again, this could be a good time to do any type of meditation or download where you're opening up your chakras, especially any of them that have felt small or limited. You're receiving new downloads into those chakras, and they're helping you expand and grow so that you can feel more of that trust in yourself. And I actually have something to share with you that kind of ties into this, because some of you have asked me about Akashic Records readings. And I do have someone that I recommend that you connect with, because she's been working with the Akashic Records since the late 1990s, so over 20 years. And she does it through her own process that's about the Akashic Records DNA protocol that really goes into working with your own DNA for the energetic transformation. Her name is Jody, and you can find her at akashicconnection.com. akashicconnection.com. She does classes. She does private readings. She has a various different offerings, and she's even offering 15% off of her private sessions right now if you tell her that you found her through me. So check out her website, akashicconnection.com, if there's something you want to deeply transform, shift, change, evolve, all that good stuff. And Jody would be happy to connect with you and give you 15% off her rates. And again, it's akashicconnection.com. I'll put the link and details below the podcast as well. This could be perfect and timely work to do during this particular solar eclipse as well. So I hope that helps you with anything that you're looking to change or move through in your life. If you want to hear more about the Sagittarius solar eclipse energies, please check out the previous episodes that I did for you on this topic, as well as the chart video on YouTube that goes through these energies more specifically. So December begins with some very big energy, some forward moving energy, and I hope that you're able to make the most of it with whatever is calling to you next and whatever you're ready to move towards, because your future self is trying to get your attention and trying to help you with those next steps. If you want to learn more about December, you know I always have these monthly astrology programs for you where you bring your chart and we go through the main energies and aspects of the month. You can check that out below the podcast and use coupon code DECEMBER to get it for $11. And also a reminder that you can still buy the Solar Return course for 50% off. So that's how to read your own solar return chart. If you know how to read your natal chart, you can read your solar return chart. And that's because every solar return, every birthday, is a new birthing of energies. It's essentially really understanding the themes of the next year for you. So check that out. It's a wonderful class, a wonderful tool that you can keep referencing year after year. So I'm wishing you a beautiful start to December, and I hope you have a fantastic Sagittarius solar eclipse. I hope that it brings about some beautiful and inspiring new offerings, and especially opens you up to more of your own gifts and abilities. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, and I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And this Friday on YouTube, I'll have a new video all about the transiting South Node in Scorpio and what those themes are. And then next Friday, I'll have a video on the transiting North Node in Taurus. So those are coming your way here as we move through the month. Wishing you a beautiful day ahead. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to connect with you again very soon.